Rosh Yechlu Tmeim, he had in mind that a person that's Tomei will eat from the Basar. Rosh Yechrivu Tmeim, he had in mind that a Tomei, B'Shashchit, he had in mind that a Kohen Tomei will do the Avodah. Rosh Yechlu Arelim, an Oro will eat from it. B'Shashchit, Arelim, Rosh, he had in mind that a Kohen that's an Oro will do the Avodah. Rosh, he had in mind, L'Shavra, Tomei, Pesach. The kids, he had in mind to do things that's also. He had in mind to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Rosh Lechel, Menel, Noah, eat from the meat when it's Ruah. To mix up the dam with the mapsulim, kosher. In all these cases, there is no psul of a machshava. Shei machshava peselis. Because where is there a psul machshava? Ela b'chutzlas manai. Only if you have in mind to do an achila tomorrow, or else to do an achila b'chutzlam kaimai. Or else, v'yapesav yachatish le lishmon. Or else, if you bring a korban pesach or a korban chatish, and you have in mind shleil lishmon, you have in mind to do it l'shem another korban, that machshava pasul. But these other machshavos, just you have in mind to do something wrong, there's no such machshava peselis, it does not cancel the carbon. All right, we'll stop here.
You're up to daf lamed vov amid aleph by the Gemara. Again, the Mishnah said a chiddush that if you shech the carbon al menas the kain or the one the shech it has in mind, just to leave the blood over, not to make the zrika tomorrow, not to make an achila tomorrow. He only has in mind just to leave the blood over, or else just to leave the emurim over. He has no mind to burn. He has no intentions of burning it. Just lehinuach. So, or else he has in mind lohitzi to take the dam out to make a psul in it. So, in this viara machlokes that Reb Yehuda says that's a machshava that passes the korban, and the chom machshir and the chom say no. There's no psul. But according to Chachamim, the only psul of Tigul is if you have in mind to make an achila tomorrow. You have to have in mind either to make a zrikas adam tomorrow, or else either to burn something tomorrow, or else something to eat something tomorrow. But just the machshava of hinuach to leave it over, the Chachamim said that's not a machshava that passes. So Morris says, my time with Reb Yehuda. What's the reason of Reb Yehuda? Why does he say that a psul of machshava of hinuach just to leave it over passes? So Omar Reb Loza answers and says the Pshat of Yudah is that Trey Kroy Ksivi. Really, there are two psukim. Trey Kroy Ksivi Benoisa. By the parsha of Noisa, there are two psukim. Rashi says it means Chad by Korban Pesach, for Chad by Toida. Kosev Echorim, one psukim in Shmois by Korban Pesach, it says, Loisoi Sirum Imenu Adboiker, do not leave over the Korban until tomorrow. Means you have to eat all the Bosa by that night, the night of Pesach. The cost of Echraim, there's another pasuk in Vayikra that talks about a korban toida, and it says also there, it says lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker, you should not leave the meat over until the next morning. So the question is, why do we need two psukim? So therefore, the pshat of Yudah is he dashes that in eino inyan lo niach, if you do not need the second pasuk for really when you leave over the meat the next day, then it becomes noisam. Is if so, tenu linya machshava machshavas hinuach. Use this for just a machshava, meaning if you only have in mind b'shas the shechita or b'shas one of the dalar avodas to leave over the meat until tomorrow, that also makes the psul in the korban. Not only if you really leave over the meat is it noisa, but even if you only have the machshava, you're thinking of leaving it over, that also makes the psul in the korban. That's the pshat in Reb Yehuda. So Gemara says, Reb Yehuda, hi krol ochu dios, is it true that this second pasuk in Vayikra or by Toida comes for this? Is that what we need it for? We need it for something else. Hai ni boile l'kratanya. We need this postik in of toida for something else, like we learned. The postik says, uboso zevach toidas shlomov, that the boso of a korban toida, which is a shlomim, so limadno comes teach us, l'toida, for korban toida, shenecheles l'yoyim v'layla, that you should know you could only eat it that day and that night, not more. Even though in a certain way your toida has a loch like a shlomim, and even though a shlomim you could eat for 2 days, but a korban toida is not that way. A toida is only 1 day and one night. That's this pasuk of lo yaniach b'menu ad boikem, to not leave the meat open until the next morning. Or be a dinaisa. And who are the chiddush is chalipin. In the case we have a chalipin in exchange of a korban toida, so Rashi says in the case where first you set aside one korban toida and it got lost, and then you set aside a second one and you brought the second one, and now you found the first one, so it still has a lock of a korban toida, that you have to eat it the day and the night, not more. Let's say the toid is in the kaiva and he gives birth, so the kid also has the same halacha, that you have to bring it for korban, and he could only eat it one day and one night. And who adin tumurais? The tumura of a korban toida. Also, somebody says zeh tachazeh also. So the question is, minayin, like, how do we know this? Like, maybe the pasuk only means by a real korban toida. How do we know that the chalipin or the vlad is in the tumurais? Tamalay, when this the pasuk says, ubosor, says an extra word, ubosor. The word ubosor is extra. Rashi says, the heavenly lemichta, but Joshua said, v'taydosoi v'yayme yochol, heavenly, kroy yisrael l'drosha. This one says, ubosor, zevach tzedish lomov, is extra. So come to teach us that not only the korban toida itself, but even its chalipin of lodis or tzmuras have the same halacha. Now, chates v'yosher minayin, how do we know that a korban chates and a korban osher also have the same halacha? That's a bosa you only allowed to eat that day and that night, but not tomorrow. Tam Leiman says here the word zevach. Rashi said this whole pasuk is extra. Ubosa zevach toidos, the word bosa is extra, and the word zevach is extra. So from Bos we learn out even the other parts of a toida, and zevach means even a korban osham and a korban chatas. Is so uminayin? How do I know the rabbis shalmei nazir the shalmei pesach? So even the shlomim that a nazir brings, the yayel nazir Rashi says that toyin lechem kemoisay, and who adin the shalmei pesach means chagigas abosam. The shlomim you bring an erev pesach in order to have enough meat to eat on night by night that you can eat the korban pesach. L'sleiva. Rashi says, but a regular shlomim, that you can't be marba. Because a regular shlomim, we know the pasuk says clearly, you'll not eat it, shnei yomim, you'll not eat it 2 days. If here it's only marba, a shalmei nazir, or a shalmei of a korban pesach, means the shlomim you bring on erev pesach. So where it says, Talmud Leima, the pasuk says extra here, shalmov, right? This whole pasuk is extra, bosa zevach toidas, shlomov. The word shlomov is extra. Now, lachmei toida, all the 40 lechems that you bring with the korban toida, whereas the chalas or akikim shebenozer, when a nozer brings his shlomim, that he also has to bring chalas or akikim minayin, how do you know that all these lechems also have the same halacha, that you can only eat it that day and that night, and by the next morning it's nicer? Talmud Leimut says here, korbonoi. So, kulam on all these, korei anibem, I read on all these, that loyaniach, you should not leave it over until the next morning. So lechur, you see, this pasuk is not extra to teach us a machshev esinuach, but rather we need it for all the halachas of the karbonis. That all these karbonis should not eat it one day and one night. So how could Rav Lezer say that's trying to have Yudah? So Mor says yes. In Cain, like if this pasuk ubosa zevach toidah shlomov is only coming to teach us the halach of the karbonis, that you can't leave it over until the next morning. In Cain, if so, Lay Makro Lay Sasiru. The pastor just should have said, Lay Sasiru, do not leave it over to the next morning. My Loyanich, why does it have to say extra Loyanich for? But Rashi explains, all other places, when it talks about Nyser, it says Lashon of Lay Sasiru. How come here it says Loyanich Vemenawad Baker? Why here did the Torah change its Lashon? So Pshat is, in Eino Inyan, Loyanich, you do not need it. Just for the lach of Neisr itself, to Nuinya la Machsheva Sinuach, it comes to teach us that there's also a psul of the Machshava. If Vishas the Dalar Avoidis, you think just to leave over the Dam, or to leave over the Basar, that also makes a psul in the Korban. So that's Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda. So Mor says, Hote Nech Laniach, this is very good if he has a Machshava just to leave it over. If he has a Machshava to leave over the Dam, or leave over the meat, this is the puzzle that teaches us there's a psul. But lehoitzi ma'ik lemeima. How does Rav Yehuda know to say if you have a machshava just to take the dam out to make a psul yotze? You have a machshava to take it out of the yazorom. How does he know that machshava passes? That's what he says in the Mishnah. So how do we know that? The yoid. Secondly, time of the Rav Yehuda. Like the time of the Yehuda svaru means to say that of course the pshat from Rav Yehuda is not like you're dashing from this pasuk, but the pshat is it's a svaru. It's a svar that he says it's pasuls. Rashi says, "V'lemir b'yid k'ro el sviru le dehoy le mifso boitzo v'inuach mifsonami v'machshavas etzo v'inuach." That's a svar. The time you learned
Omar lehem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said back to Chomim, Iyatem Moedim, don't you agree? Shem hen yech lemocha. Shul posol, that if you leave the meat over until tomorrow, it becomes noiser. If so, af chishav lanichu lemocha posol. In slower than it should be the same way, if the shas the dalad avodis, you just have in mind to leave over the meat until tomorrow, that should also make a psul. So the Mor says true, Ela time with Rabbi Yehuda svaru enachanami. The reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that's a svaru, that he held anything that the mice, if you do it, it makes a psul. So then if you think to do it, that also makes a psul. The Mor says, if so, the niflug nami Rabbi Yehuda v'kulu. If so, Rabbi Yehuda should argue in other cases also. And Rashi says, Hoyel v'tanam mahai svaru niflug v'kulu hanat amasnisim v'tani kosher. All the cases of the Mishnah says that it's kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be possible. Like if you have in mind that a Temeim should eat it, we have in mind that a Temeim should be makrivit, if we have in mind that an Oral should be makrivit, since if an Oral would bring the Korban, it's possible. So if you have a Machshava, that should also possible the Korban. So how come Rabbi Yehuda only says, by a Machshava v'inuach, and a Machshava of Hoitzor is possible? Why not the rest of the Mishnah also? So Mori says, let's see. Behind Niflug, in which case should the Korban become possible? In the case where he thinks now that he plans to break a bone of the Korban Pesach, or else if he has in mind teeth from the meat when it's still raw, for the Gemara zivcha gufa mimisol, even if he does these things, even if he really breaks the bone, even if he really eats the bus of the Korban Pesach when it's raw, does that pass to the Korban? The Korban already is kosher. He already made the dollar of avodis and made the zrika. How about the korban is kosher? It's an avera what he did, but these things do not pass with the korban. Therefore, pshit, if you only have a machshava to do these things, it does not make a psul in the korban. So these things are not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, what about sheyachlu tameim? If you have in mind that a person that's tamei is going to eat the meat, or else be sheyakrivu tameim, that a person that's tamei is going to burn the emurim. So it says the same thing. Zivcha gufim mimisol. Does the korban itself become possible? Once you made the Zrika Saddam, there's no psul. Even if you don't make a haktar altogether, even if you don't burn the emurim altogether, the korban is kosher. So if you only had in mind that a tamei should eat, or a tamei should be makriv, that does not pass on the korban. What about if you have in mind sheyachlu areilim, that a person that's an oral without a bris milah should eat from it, or else for sheyakrivu areilim, again, that they should burn it, for the mother san kasher, zivcha gufim mimifso, does the korban itself become possible? So the case of shas from the Mishnah is all these other cases in the Mishnah, even if it happens, it does not pass the actual korban. It's only that an avera was done, or Tommy is not allowed to eat the meat, he's not allowed to be makir of the meat. But if he does it, it does not pass the korban. So if you only have this machshava to do these things, b'shas the dalad avodis, pshit even a few degrees, it does not pass the korban. Mishnah Achrina, another lashon is like this. Kol keminei. Rashi explained what it means to say is kol kamina means that they won't listen to you. You have in mind now that a person that's tummy should eat it, that an oral should eat it, an oral should be makrivit. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to do the aver later. So therefore, your machshav is bottle. This time, if you have a machshav that you're going to leave it over tomorrow, you're going to leave it over, that's something you could do. But if you have a machshav that somebody else should do something, no, kol kamina, who said they're going to do it? Therefore, pshit the current of Yuda in the sefer, it's kosher. He only argues in the machshava of leaving it over or the machshava of taking it out. In these two cases, he holds the machshava passes. Now, lariv domom bedam absulim. Now, in this case also, what do you want to ask? If he had a machshava to mix up the dam of the korban with the dam psulim, so that does not pass. So the chur kashva is why not? Like this is biyodoy. He himself could go and mix up the dam, and the chur then the dam will be passed. So Mar says no. Rabbi Yehuda the time, this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, he knows his own shita. The yoma that Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein dam, mevatel dam, that min de min is not bottle. So even if Lamaisi would take the dam with his carbon and mix it up with other dam, even if he mixes it up with more dam, it does not become puzzle. So therefore, the machshav also does not puzzle. What else does the Mishnah say? Litein es anisnim lamalo lamato, if he has in mind to put the dam that's supposed to be on the top of the chuta sikrum, if he has in mind to put it on bottom, or else lamato, he has in mind to put the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom, lamal, on the top of the chutah sigro. So, what are you asking? The chur, they also let the machshava pasul the korban. Gemara says no. Reb Yudah l'tanya, Reb Yudah goes according to his own tam. The yom that we had before, Reb Yudah holds shaloi dim kaimoi nami mekaima karina bay. But even though this dam is put on the wrong place on the mizbeach, but lamaisa, since the dam is on the mizbeach, it's mechaper. But the yeved shaloi dim kaimoi is considered kemekaima domi. So therefore, the korban is kosher. There's no psul. Therefore, this machshav also does not pasul.
Reb Yudah though, but still. The lift, let them argue, the nisnim bifnim, shenosnim bachutz, that the dam that was supposed to be on the mizbeach apnim, chatas apnim, if he had a mind to put the dam on the mizbeach achitzoin, or else via nisnim bachutz, shenosnim bifnim, uchur hiel uchur should pass on the korban. Rashi says, here if he would have really done it, it would have been a psul, because Rashi says, he have a yoyev chatas achitzoin bifnim, mitzul, teichsir v'chol chatas ashayubay. But it says clearly, any dam that doesn't belong inside, if you bring it inside, it becomes pasul. So who is since if it would really take the dam achitzen and bring it inside, it would pass to the korban. So who according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you only have this machshava, let it also pass to the korban according to your svara. So Mora says, k'sav Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds, bein in mokom shei meshulish bedam bebasul bemurah, like we had before. Now she says, k'sav Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a machshava to put dam outside, inside, loy poslo. Why the gabi machshava is chutzlas manoi? That it is a psul of chutzlas manoi, or else really means chutzlam kaimer. Rashi says, "Ksir the pasuk says shlishi." V'dashin v'dashin before it means a mokom that's meshulish. That there's dam there, there's bosa there, and there's emurim, and that's chutz liazora. But not, and where's that? That's b'shas heter abomis. That's the psul of chutzlam kaimoi. If you have a mind to do it outside the azara, but something to do inside the kodesh, where there's never a heter of an achilu there. There's never a din of aktara semurim there. There you would not have the psul of chutzlam kaimoi. So therefore, on this machshava, Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not possible. But vina mokan shei mishulish, you have to have a machshava to do something chutzlam kaimoi outside the azara, which is mishulish outside the mokan heter abomis. Then you could use dam there and both of the murim. So Mori asked the question, Omi istal Rabbi Yehuda ha'isvara, the true what you're saying, does Rabbi Yehuda also nisvara, v'yotanyu, not like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Dovo ra, so at the Gemara v'yotanyu, not like this. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dovo ra, the Pesuk says in Devarim, Rashi brings down the Pesuk, le'sizbach l'shem l'kecho, shor v'ser she'ir b'mum, kol Dovo ra, it says. So what's the pasuk Dovah Ra means? So Ribu Kan, it comes to include that what's allowed, you should not do, that pasul the korban, chatis sheshochato bidorim, that a chatis, that the shechita was done bidorim, the wrong place, supposed to be done at Sofin, not at Dorim. Ve'chatis shenichnas dam lefnim. Who would then a chatis, that the dam is supposed to be outside, if you bring it inside, psula, that it becomes pasul. Rashi explains, it's talking about the Adam Achshava to do these things. Not if you really bring it inside, because that's a different pasuk. Here we're marba or machshava. If you think pishas the avoid on the korban chatis to bring the dam inside, it makes a psul. So who you see, it is a machshava chutzlam kaimoy. So you see, a beauty does not need a mokim mishulish. For the Gemara, the leis l'Rabbi Yehuda shlishi is it true what you say? The korban Yehuda doesn't dash in the pasuk of shlishi to say that a machshava to bring it inside. There's not pasul. Is it true that you want to say that's called the machshavas chutzlam kaimoyim? I view it none. I learned the Gemara later that says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Hichnis b'sheikei koshom. If you just bring the dam of the chatas achitzen inside the pnim b'sheikei, she says it's kosher. Mashmo b'mezid pasul. If you do it b'mezid, then the dam becomes pasul. But the kaimoyim we hold over there, the pshat from the psul is b'shechiper. I told him that he brought it in, meaning that Imamish made his rikas adam, he made the kapor on the mizbeach apnim, that's what passes the korban. But Imamishma just on bringing the dam, hachitzan, the dam of achatas hachitzan, inside the kodesh, that does not passel. It's so it's a svara. Hash to mahosam, aila ail, even in the case where Imamish brings the dam inside, still, he keep her in. Eloi keep Eloi, it's only possible you put the dam on the mizbech, you made the kapora. But if you made the kapara, no. If so, hocho dechoshiv chashuve lekoshchein. If so, if you only think to do it, so for sure it doesn't pasul. If you only have a machshava to bring the dam inside, for sure it should not pasul. And what should be the reason? Ah, you have a machshava chutzlem kaimoi. It must be because the mokum of the pnim is not a mokum of mishulish. That's not a mokum that usually you could bring a zrika, you could make aktora there or eating there. So here you see a Yehuda does all this pasuk of shlishi. So you saw it to steer in the Yehuda. So where it says, yes, I'll tell you, trei tanoi, they'll leave it to Yehuda. It's like a machlekes tanoim. Exactly, what does Yehuda hold? There one sheet holds in Yehuda, he does dash in shlishi. And one sheet holds no, that a machshava, to bring the dam inside to the pnim, that's also called a machshava, chutzpun kaimen. So kitzes a machlekes tanoim, what Yehuda really holds. Nothing more says. The solver of Yud is the truth that Rav Yud really holds. Chat is a shach tevedorim. A korban chatis, which is a kodesh kadoshim. The event is shchita and dorim sarah the mizbeach. That's posel. In other words, that you have to have daf ketzofim. If you make the shchita and dorim, it's posel. And it says, Yehi chayiv, Rashi says, Yehi chayiv malchus on it. I bought tan, you will learn. Rav Yud, I would have thought to say, chat is a shach tevedorim.